Rachel Millie is here taking a look at what is making headlines around the world this morning. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Hi, Hamish. Facebook has tried to allay our privacy concerns. It's introduced a new tool that lets people better see and control the information that Facebook has gathered about our browsing habits outside of the social network. A feature will soon appear in settings called Off Facebook Activity. It's not there yet. I've checked mine this morning. And it will show all the apps and websites that send information about you to Facebook, which is then used to target ads more effectively. You'll also be able to clear your history and prevent your future off-app behaviour being tapped. For now, though, it's rolling out very slowly, with only Ireland, South Korea and Spain getting access. But the goal is to eventually offer it globally.
So you can opt out?
I think so, yes. As I said, it hasn't appeared on our Facebook app here in Australia
right.
This morning, but I think that's the intention is that you can control exactly what Facebook is telling other apps about you and your browsing activity.
Here's hoping.
Yes, fingers crossed. Now, Hamish, the EU and the UK seem to have entrenched their irreconcilable positions overnight as they move closer to a no-deal Brexit. The EU swiftly rebuffed a proposal by Mr. Johnson on breaking a deadlock over ensuring a transparent border between the EU's Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland. The bloc said one key part of the proposal was incorrect and another misleading. Boris Johnson said they are all being a bit negative.
At the moment, it is absolutely true that our friends and partners are a bit negative. And you were getting, you know, I saw what Donald Tusk had to say, and it, you know, wasn't redolent of you know, a sense of optimism. But I think actually we'll get there. I think there is a real sense now that something needs to be done with this backstop. We can't get it through Parliament as it is.
To the US, and President Donald Trump says his administration is looking at possible tax cuts, but he's made sure that nobody thinks that indicates the US economy is heading for a recession.
Payroll tax is something that we think about, and a lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the workers of our country, and we have a lot of workers. Right now, by the way, we have more people working today than we've ever had before in the history of our country. We have almost 160 million people working today. I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate because it's just a word that the certain people, I'm going to be kind, certain people in the media are trying to build up.
And in movie news, Hamish, the long-awaited title of the next Bond film has been revealed. The 25th official James Bond movie will be called No Time to Die. The news was revealed by producers on Twitter overnight. The movie will see Daniel Craig play 007 for the fifth and final time, and it will also star Oscar-winning actor Rami Malek as a mysterious villain.
And are you a fan of Fleabag or Killing Eve?
I am.
The writer, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who also plays the main character in Fleabag, has been brought in to zhuzh up the script.
Oh, that will be great. That's yes, if Killing Eve is anything to go by.
Well, apparently Daniel Craig is a big fan of Fleabag and had insisted on Phoebe being brought in to help with the script that apparently wasn't up to scratch. Anyway,
that's very interesting. No Time to Die is expected out in April next year.
Thank you very much, Rachel Millie. We'll talk to you again next hour.
Thanks, Hamish.